the name of God, who sows the seed and invites us to grow. Amen. Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Was there a pandemic happening, do you think? Was outside the only place that the world felt right? That first sentence from today's gospel reads like the opening story for our time. Once upon a time such as this, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat to keep safe distance while the whole crowd stood on the beach 6 feet apart. And he told them things, many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow." If I were to ask you this morning if you were a science person or a story person, what would you say? Where would you put yourself? Science, story. In thinking about the scriptures we heard this morning, particularly the passage from Isaiah and the gospel parable, I'm struck by how God uses science and story, the truth of science, of objectivity, of the way things work, and the equal truth of story, of character, of plot, of meaning. Imagine for a minute your elementary school science class. Today you're studying the water cycle. Maybe you need to dig deep in the well of memory to bring that up. Or maybe you visited it just last month when you were called upon to be science teacher to your at-home students. But can you picture the cotton ball clouds Elmer glued to the shirt cardboard painted blue with the yellow sun in the upper left corner? Can you see the four stages of the cycle, the precipitation as the rain falls, the collection as it lands and is absorbed into the blades of green felt grass along the bottom, the evaporation back up out of the earth, and the condensation as the water again is collected in your cotton ball clouds in the sky? That is the science of today's scripture. Excuse me. God takes this science and turns it into story. Listen. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. When we consider only science, the takeaway is a beautifully efficient closed system made possible by the different forms that water can take. But when we consider the story, the takeaway is not just that this cycle exists, but that it transforms, it accomplishes the thing for which it came. That thing is growth. God's word invites growth. The same is true for the parable of the sower. The science is that an uncovered seed on bare ground will dry out and die in the sun. That shallow roots cannot support robust growth, that weeds steal necessary soil nutrients and block out the sun. Derek, can you figure out what that is? Thank you. But the story is that God sows with abundance and abandon, casting seeds until they accomplish the thing for which they came. That thing is growth. The sower sows and sows and sows and sows until the seed finds good soil and sprouts. There's such hope in that. And not just for this failed pandemic gardener, whose kale has been eaten through by stealthy caterpillars and whose sugar snap peas have disproved their easy to grow advertising. I'm actually not too fussed about whether my garden grows, but I'm very concerned about whether I am growing, whether I am using this extraordinary season of COVID-19, of social unrest, of economic disruption, days when the very soil of the world has been turned. Am I growing? I want to think about where I am packed so tightly that the water of new understanding can't penetrate, where my soil is so rocky that my commitments are lazy or intermittent, where the soil is weedy with things that don't really much matter, and finally, where there might be a bit of good soil open to accomplish that for which God purposed it, for which God purposed me, for which God purposed you. Naomi and I spent Friday and yesterday on a weekend retreat, which kicked off a six-month course titled Sacred Conversations to End Racism, a Restorative Racial Justice Journey. This offering has invited a small group of pastors and leaders to reconsider the science and pseudoscience, the true story and the false narratives that have got us to where we are today. The opening days were uncomfortable, to say the least. They were disquieting, they were challenging, scary even, and so very good. It felt like rain on the seed of my soul. It felt like confirmation that that is where I am being called to grow. Now, I would not presume to suggest where you might need to grow, but everybody could use a little summer rain and a bit of encouragement towards growth. And I would invite you each to pray today's collect as your own. O Lord, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that we may know and understand what things we ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to accomplish them. I was really excited last week to hear Ryan think out loud about all that St. Luke's is and could be. It put a little bounce in my step and a new hope in my heart. And likewise, today's readings inspire me, and I hope inspire you. They give us confidence in the future because the sower keeps on sowing, keeps sowing until the seeds fall on good soil, until they find a soul ready to grow, until we sprout. God never gives up on us. I want to end with a little story by one of my favorite scientists and storytellers, Dr. Rachel Naomi Remen. Dr. Remen tells this story of her Orthodox rabbi grandfather in the introduction to a collection of essays titled My Grandfather's Blessings. Often, when he came to visit, my grandfather would bring me a present. These were never the sorts of things other people brought, dolls, books, stuffed animals. My dolls and stuffed animals have been gone for over 50 years, but many of my grandfather's gifts are with me still. Once he brought me a little paper cup. I looked inside it, expecting something special. It was full of dirt. I was not allowed to play with dirt. Disappointed, I told him this. He smiled at me fondly. Turning, he picked up the little teapot from my doll's tea set and took me to the kitchen, where he filled it with water. Back in the nursery, he put the little cup on the windowsill and handed me the teapot. If you promise to put some water in the cup every day, something may happen, he told me. At the time, I was 4 years old, and my nursery was on the sixth floor of an apartment building in Manhattan. This whole thing made no sense to me at all. I looked at him dubiously. He nodded with encouragement. "Every day, Neshumale," he told me. And so I promised. At first, curious to see what would happen, I didn't mind doing this. But as the days went by and nothing changed, it got harder and harder to remember to put water in the cup. After a week, I asked my grandfather if it was time to stop yet. Shaking his head no, he said, "Every day, Neshumale." The second week was even harder, and I became resentful of my promise to put water in the cup. When my grandfather came again, I tried to give it back to him, but he refused to take it, saying simply, "Every day, Neshumale." By the third week, I began to forget to put water in the cup. Often I would remember only after I had been put to bed and would have to get out of bed and water it in the dark. But I did not miss a single day. And one morning, there were two little green leaves that had not been there the night before. I was completely astonished. Day by day, they got bigger. I could not wait to tell my grandfather, certain that he would be as surprised as I was. But of course, he was not. Carefully, he explained to me that life is everywhere, hidden in the most ordinary and unlikely places. I was delighted. "And all it needs is water, Grandpa?" I asked him. Gently, he touched me on the top of my head. "No, Neshumale," he said. "All it needs is your faithfulness." May we be faithful. May we be faithful to ourselves and to others. May we be faithful to our God who is faithful to us, our God who sows and waters and invites us to sprout. Amen.